Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, there's a woke left-wing ideology that's masquerading as medicine. There's a clandestine, shadowy network of these transgender clinics across the state of Missouri that we were unaware of until we launched our investigation into a particular clinic here in St. Louis.
That is Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey promising to put the brakes on gender-affirming care for minors across Missouri. What does that mean for the kids and their families? Joining us now is Dr. Maddie Deutsch, a professor and medical director of the University of California, San Francisco Gender Affirming Health Program and president of the U.S. Professional Association for Transgender Health. Thank you so much for joining us, doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, Andrew Bailey is a relatively new attorney general. He was appointed just a few months ago, and this seems to be his main topic. And he just tweeted recently, too, we need to get creative and use every legal recourse we have available to us to stand up and protect kids from this kind of predatory left-wing ideology masquerading as medicine. What's your reaction to politicians making these very strong statements?
I'm a little confused about what they're referring to, because there's nothing ideological or radical about this. World Professional Association for Transgender Health, which is the largest establishment in the world for transgender health, as well as mainstream medical professional societies in this country, such as American Medical Association, American College of Physicians, American Colleges of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, American Academy of Pediatrics, American Psychiatric Association, as well as the Global Endocrine Society, have all supported the provision of gender-affirming care for trans and gender-diverse people as medically necessary.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Go on.
Legislation that's looking to specifically inhibit or restrict access to care is really directly contradicts decades of research and empiric data that we have. And there is recently a poll from the Trevor Project found that 86% of trans and non-binary people report that anti-transgender legislation such as this and these tweets and this rhetoric and bluster negatively impacts their mental health. It doesn't help anybody. It just makes people's lives worse.
I lose track of it because I think there are about 30 anti-LGBTQ trans-related bills currently in the Missouri House, but at least several of them call for the prohibition on puberty-blocking drugs for minors. Aren't puberty-blocking drugs also used for other reasons?
They are, and that's where their use originally came from, with trans youth. And I want to clarify right off the bat that puberty-blocking drugs are not just started on any random person if they wake up one morning and at 8, 9 years old and say, I identify as something else. You have to be at a certain stage of puberty with certain physical changes to your body that have already occurred and undergo a detailed behavioral health assessment by qualified professionals before being treated with these medications, which have been around for a long time and used in established protocols for people who have what's called precocious puberty, which are children who start going through puberty at age 5 or 6 or younger because of a medical disorder. So these aren't new medications. There's nothing experimental about using the medications. And the bar to receive this treatment is high and requires an appropriate assessment.
One of the other things people say who are trying to stop this is that there should be nothing done. There should be a waiting period until the person is 18. What are the dangers of stopping all of this until somebody is 18 years old?
Well, transgender people experience many barriers to accessing care, especially in rural areas. And, you know, this can range from available trained providers, the cost of care, insurance doesn't cover it sometimes. There can be social stigma and discrimination. Transgender people are just trying to make it through life. And adding waiting periods, arbitrary waiting periods, it's just not something that we do in medicine. We leave medical decisions in this country as an individual decision-making between a patient and their guardians, when appropriate, if they're a minor, and their medical provider. And in fact, a study released last year found that trans people, when they face longer wait times, it increases already high rates of depression and decreases their overall quality of life. So it these restrictions don't help anyone. It's false that these restrictions are helping anyone. It's also false that this care is harming people. It's helping people. And this is just some kind of distraction from other issues. And transgender people have unfortunately been dragged in and are being used as some kind of wedge or instrument to advance other agendas.
Well, certainly Missouri is not alone in moving in this direction. I think almost every Republican-led state in the United States right now has laws about transgender or gender-affirming care. What is that like as a physician? Because you're a doctor with lots of training, and suddenly it's sort of like this political vortex starts swirling.
Well, it's very frustrating. You know, I mean, physicians, we go to school for many years and then we train for many years. And then it takes many years of clinical practice before you're really considered a master clinician. And you know, we take oaths to do no harm. We publish research. We compile data. We contribute to important documents like the recently published eighth version of the WPATH standards of care that had 119 global experts from across all fields of medicine contributing. And then to have, you know, someone who is a elected official or appointee decide that they're going to spearhead some kind of political effort to restrict what physicians do, it's very alarming, and it raises concerns larger picture in society. What's next? You know, what other decision-making between a patient and their provider are politicians going to come in and try to regulate? It's just not how things are done in this country, and it's very alarming.
You mentioned earlier the political rhetoric, the tweets, and the language that people are using surrounding gender-affirming care and transgender children. Before we let you go, Doctor, I just wanted to ask quickly, there are some reports that the shooter in the case yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee, the gunman, may have been trans. And I wonder if you had anything to say about that, because if that is true, I imagine that will add to people's conversations about this particular topic.
Well, you know, I mean, what happened yesterday is a horrible tragedy, and the person who committed this heinous crime was both a criminal as well as clearly has significant mental health issues. Whether or not they're transgender really is neither here nor there. People of all flavors, colors, creeds, races, identities can commit crimes and can have behavioral health issues that lead them to commit crimes. And if the person had survived, then they should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. My hope is that people will not seize on the fact that this person was transgender and turn it into some kind of additional wedge in this issue. We have to look around and look at the violent crimes are committed by all kinds of demographics every day, and then we don't immediately turn around and indict that entire demographic on the basis of one actor.
Dr. Maddie Deutsch, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.